The summer seemed to come earlier today, this season. It seemed we already have some pretty blossom around us.
我们感谢啊, 这个今年的冬天好像不怎么冷。
The winter here is nothing.
所以盼望我们的心啊, 被主火热起来。
So let's warm our heart with the warm weather.
今天我们跟大家分享的题目是耶稣履海。
The topic of today's message, Jesus walked on the water.
在约翰福音第六章,
In John chapter 6,
这里讲到耶稣知道众人要来强逼他做王, 就独自又退到山上去。
Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
事实上这件事情 之前呢，发生了一些的事情。
Something happened before this.
耶稣医治了许多的病人。
Jesus healed many.
所以这些犹太人看见了，就来跟随耶稣。
So many Jewish people followed Jesus.
并且上一次发生的一件事情，就是耶稣用五个饼、两条鱼，就喂饱了5000多的男人。
Also with 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus fed 5,000.
那再加上妇女，再加上孩子的话，那就是上万人了。
So including children and women, there will be more than 10,000 people around.
所以他们发现，在耶稣的身上看见了，他能够使人的病医好。So
Jesus can heal the sick.
并且他能够使人的肚子能够喂饱。Fed
the multitude.
他们这样一打算，一算一下之后发现，那这样如果跟随这个人的话，我这一生就没有问题了。That's
the crowd want to follow Jesus.
今天有许多的人。 认为如果谁能够解决这两个问题，我就可以让他做我的王，做我的领袖。So
that's why many want Jesus to be their king.
身体能够健康，不要生病。He
can make us healthy.
肚子能够喂饱，不饥饿。So
he can feed us.
那这样的人做我的领袖，那我一定觉得很有把握。So
I'm sure such person will be a good king.
所以有许多的人就跟随了耶稣，要来做一件的事情。
So that's many follow Jesus in one mind.
他们要来强逼耶稣来做他们的王。
They want to force him to be their king.
时间是发生在当时的罗马帝国的时候。
So it's under the Roman Empire rule.
罗马帝国已经有一个王叫该撒。
So there's a king called Caesar.
在这样的大环境里面，如果谁要上来做王呢，是会被杀头的。
So whoever wants to be king other than Caesar will be prosecuted. For death penalty.
我们想想看,
so force him to be king.
那到底是谁在做王呢?
Then who will be the king?
那谁,
so who should be decapitated for this?
谁要付代价呢?
So who should pay the price?
所以最后的答案是,
so who listened to who? Who's in charge here?
所以他们要来强逼耶稣做王呢，耶稣做了一个很简单的反应，他独自的退到山上去了。So
when the crowd want to make him to be king by force, he withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
我们接下来看，在发生这件事情的同时呢，有一件事情产生了。So
something happened at the same time.
这里圣经讲到说，到了晚上，他的门徒下海边去。When
the evening came, his disciple went down to the lake.
事实上在耶稣要上山之前呢，耶稣做了一件事情。
Before Jesus withdrew to the mountain, he did one thing.
耶稣吩咐门徒上船去。
So he has his disciple into the boat.
并且跟他们指示说，你们上了船以后呢，要往伯赛大或加百农那个方向去。
Instruct him to go to Bethsaida or Capernaum.
耶稣用这样的方法来化解这些人要逼他做王的事情。
He tried to disperse the crowd to force him to be king.
因为如果耶稣一个，他周围没有人的话，单独一个的话，他们会发现势力单薄。
So if Jesus was alone, then the crowd will think he's just one person, couldn't do many things.
所以如果耶稣的门徒若跟随着耶稣的话，他就觉得说，哇，这里有一股很完整的势力，他们可以跟随。
With disciples following him, the crowd will think he's a powerful person to follow.
结果这个时候耶稣吩咐门徒说你们上船离开这个群众。
So that's why Jesus dispersed his disciples from the crowd.
然后耶稣呢自己往另外一个方向往山上去了。
So he went the other way to the mountain.
这时候对这些想要来强逼耶稣作王的群众就产生一个迷惑了。
So that confused the multitude.
到底是要跟这个上一个人上去呢还是但是这些门徒又坐船出去那他们到底何去何从
Should they follow the disciple or should they follow Jesus?
耶稣用这样的方法就化解了这个强逼作王的危机。
So he diffused their wish for him to be king.
在这个时候门徒上了船要过海往加百农去。
When they got into the boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum.
这时候天已经黑了耶稣还没有来到他们那里。
By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them.
所以这个时候已经天黑了。一般来讲，天黑的时候是不在海上做任何的活动的。
So it's unusual to do something on the lake when it was dark.
但是因为耶稣吩咐他们，你们上船离开。
Because Jesus said so.
所以这个时候他们门徒感觉说，耶稣不在船上。
Jesus was not with them.
但是船已经在海上了。
But the boat was set off across the lake.
所以接下来圣经记载到忽然狂风大作海就翻腾起来。
A strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough.
这是一个原来不在他们预料之中的事情。
That happened unexpectedly.
但是这个超过不在预料之间的事情却产生了一个很不顺利的环境。
So that's a tough situation for everyone involved.
他们想都没有想到竟然会发生这样的事情因为圣经说忽然。
It's all of a sudden. They didn't expect it.
他们在海上我们知道在当时的船不像今天是需要靠风的。
So in the day, the boat sails by sail.
但是 在这样的情况之下接下来记载说门徒摇橹约行了十里多路。
When they had rowed 3 or 3.5 miles,
英文里面讲得很好。英文里面说，他们在那里摇橹，在那里划船啊，划了三里或者是三里半。
So in English, they rowed 3 or 3.5 miles.
这句话是什么意思呢
？What did it mean?
因为他们在那里摇橹的时候，他们不知道到底是三里呢还是三里半，只知道大概是那样一个范围而已。
So it's just roughly the distance. They were not certain.
原因是因为风在那里狂风大作的时候船呢不是直行的在那里摇摇晃晃弯弯曲曲
Because it was so windy maybe the boat was just meandering not going in a straight line
弟兄姐妹你我的生活的里面是不是也曾经遇到这样的情况呢
Have you encountered this kind of situation in life not going a straight line
我们遇到一个超过我们原来预料的事情发生了
Something unexpected always happens.
忽然狂风大作。
So a wind blows.
甚至海都起了浪了。
Sea roll.
所以我们就继续的往前行。
So we reach forward.
有的人可能他要申请一个许可证，结果那个许可证申请出去以后，不知道怎么办，就停在那个地方。
Something asks for permit, but it's just there, not coming down.
像有些人要申请大学，他申请了以后，但是 I-20 呢还没有下来。
Or apply for college, but the admission never came.
或者是家里遭到小偷，或者发生车祸，申请保险公司的补助费还没有下来，停在那里。
Or burglary or car accident, the insurance payment hasn't arrived yet.
甚至有的时候是我医生叫我去做健康检查，报告还没有下来。
Or sometimes you had an exam, but the blood test result never came.
我们有时候会遇到一种情况叫做进退两难。
So you fall in a hard and rock place.
我们被困住了。
So in dilemma.
成了一种停滞的状态。
So you're stagnant there, going nowhere.
在这样的一个大环境里面，对当事人来讲是很不舒服。
Under such circumstances, it feels so uncomfortable.
到底这样呢，还是那样？
It's uncertain feeling.
就像那个船在那里摇，努力的摇，三里呢还是三里半呢？不太确定。
So you feel queasy, feeling seasick.
在这样的情况之下，这些门徒的心里面事实上是有问题的。
So there must be some question among disciples.
耶稣到底知不知道我现在的处境呢？
Do Jesus know what's happening now?
他管不管我呢？
Does he care about me?
他爱不爱我呢？
Does he love me?
这是很正常的疑问会出现的。
It's a normal human reaction to question.
一个人不太害怕速度很快的往前冲。
So people may not be afraid going forward in a high speed.
但是对我们现代的人讲求速度的人突然困住的时候是一个很大的挣扎。
So racing is fine, but stagnant is not.
特别外面又有风又有浪。
Especially under wind and waves.
有时候我们会惊慌，我们会害怕。
So we certainly would panic and fearful.
有时候我们这个时候心里面会问说，那位耶稣你在哪里呢？
So where are you, the almighty Jesus?
他们想耶稣现在还在远远的山上面。
So the disciple thought he may be still in the distant mountain top.
他怎么会知道我们在海里面风浪这么大呢？
So how we know we were blowing by the wind?
甚至有的门徒可以怪说，为什么耶稣你那时候要吩咐我们上船呢？
So why he sent us on the boat?
让我们现在陷在一个进退两难，在那里白耗功夫的情况呢？
To suffer stagnant over here, going nowhere.
弟兄姐妹，我们有时候常常也是遇到这样的情况。
So it's not uncommon for us to feel this way.
心里面相当的作难。
So you're facing difficulty.
接下来他们在这样的一个环境之下，结果呢，看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了船。他们就害怕。
They saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified.
这句话是一个回忆的方法来写的。
So it's a recollection.
是当时的情况，他们并不知道那是耶稣。
They didn't know it was Jesus.
他们只是看到一个东西在那里，在水面上移动。
They saw someone walking on the boat, walking on the water, approaching.
圣经其他的地方在记载说，他们以为是鬼。
In other part of the Bible, they thought Jesus was a ghost.
当一个人在困住停滞的状态之下，外面的环境又有风浪的时候，再加上看到鬼的时候，你知道那个影响有多大吗？
So when you're fearful, not moving forward, and then thinking about ghost, what would you think?
除非他的门徒当中有爱因斯坦，他会想说，哎，奇怪，人怎么可以在水面上走？这是一个科学的问题。
So unless someone just like Einstein thinking about scientific evidence about walking on the water.
一般的人在这种又是天黑又是风大又是困住的情况之下，看到以为鬼的时候，我想这个中文来讲就叫草木皆兵啊。
So when you're dark and windy, you thought you saw the ghost, then you think everything around you was ghost.
四面楚歌啊。
So just like surrounded by your enemy all around you.
你是不是正遭遇这样的情况呢？
Are you experiencing such dilemma in your life?
我们来看耶稣怎么样的回应他们。
So let's see that Jesus respond to them.
耶稣说，是我，不要怕。
He said to them, it is I, do not be afraid.
当我们耶稣要靠近我们的时候，他关心到我们心里面的感觉。
So Jesus cared about you. He was always near. He's always near.
是我，不要怕。
It is I. Don't be afraid.
我记得有一次在Arizona 的一个退休会是在山上。
I remember one time I joined a retreat in the mountainside in Arizona.
不要怪我下面的一个描述，但是它是真实的。
So I'm going to tell you a true story.
因为我到大家在聚会的时候，我一个人去上洗手间。
So during the meeting, I went to restroom by myself.
我有一个不是很好的习惯，我是用蹲的方法在马桶上面。
So I like to squat instead of sit on the toilet.
所以我一个人在那安安静静在那做我应该要做的事情。
So I was doing my stuff in the toilet.
突然我就听到有一个脚步的声音就跑进来了。
Then I heard some footsteps coming in.
结果就把我知道他是就在我的隔壁。
And came to the stall next to me.
所以那个厕所呢，你可以看到下面脚的 如果你脚伸下来的话，人家可以看到你那个地方有脚的。
So you can see from the lower part the next what happened in the next stall.
但是因为我是蹲着。
Because I was squatting.
所以隔壁那个人呢，没有看到我的脚。
So he didn't see my feet.
但是他后来他听到声音。
Then he heard me.
他就说，你是谁？
So and then the other person yelled out, "Who are you?"
我说我是个人。
So I'm a human.
所以那个人就安静了。
So then that quieted him down.
所以人还是会怕的。
So people will be afraid.
我想耶稣在那个时候体谅到门徒的心，他们在那样的情况之下是恐惧感非常强烈的。
So Jesus is sympathetic about his disciple. That's why don't be afraid.
耶稣说是我，不要怕。
He said it is I. Don't be afraid.
弟兄姐妹，如果当你遇到这种害怕惊慌的情况的时候，如果你能够听到耶稣对你说。是我，不要怕，我在你的旁边。
If you're fearful of panicking and you hear Jesus speak to you, it is I, don't be afraid.
你会发现外面的风浪没有办法影响你的。
Then what happened outside won't affect you anymore.
天再黑，你心中有光的。
Even it's dark, there's light in your heart.
弟兄姐妹，在这里我们要看见主是不是只是单单为着行一个人没有办法做的神迹而已吗？
So it's just his purpose to perform miracle?
我们看接下来门徒就喜欢接他上船。
Then they were willing to take him into the boat.
因为本来他们看见是像鬼怪一样在海面上出现，而且朝着他们一直走过来。
They thought Jesus was ghosts in the beginning.
所以他们害怕惊慌，所以他们听到了耶稣说是我，不要害怕的时候，他们就从惊慌立刻转变成欢喜。
They were afraid until Jesus said it was I. Then they were happy to see him.
这是基督徒的福分。
So it's a blessing to be a Christian.
我们在惊慌的时候，若知道主在我旁边的时候，你会发现很奇妙的事情就开始呈现在你的眼前。
When you're panicked, then you discover the Lord is with you. Then you find something wonderful happen around you.
车祸第一次车祸的人，特别是撞击式的车祸的人，都会惊慌的。
First time you get a car accident, you panic, of course.
有时候会慌到一个人就没有办法做任何反应的，就愣在那个地方。
Then you don't know what to do next. You're stunned. Don't know what to do next.
其实最好的方法就是这个时候赶快呼求主的名。
The best thing to do is to call out Jesus' name.
你就会经历到那个平静安稳，就再一次恢复过来。
Immediately, you should experience peace within you.
是我，不要怕。
It is I, don't be afraid.
所以门徒从这样害怕之间，发现这就是我所熟悉的主耶稣，所以他们就欢喜的接他上船。
They realized it's the Jesus they knew. That's why they're willing to take him into the boat.
接下来还记载了第二件的神迹。
Then there's another miracle.
这里说船立时到了他们所要去的地方。
Immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading.
其实这是第二个神迹。
That's a second miracle.
他说船立刻就可以到达他们要去的地方。
Immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading.
当然有的人解释说那个时候刚好风调整成顺风的方向，就立刻让这个风就把船推到他们要去的地方。
Sometimes they said it's the wind that brought the boat to the shore right away.
那都好，但是发生的时刻刚好在耶稣上船的时候就发生这样事，那也是一个神迹。
But it's a coincidence. I would say that's a miracle.
我们来思想这两件吧，发生在门徒身上的事情，跟你我二十一世纪的人有什么地方可以联系得上呢
？What did those things, two things happen to disciple, has anything to do with us?
一个晚上的时间经历两件的神迹啊。这是很强烈的一个经历啊。
So two miracles happened during the night. That's something very strong.
其实我们不管你信或不信，其实你也很希望你能够经历到奇迹。
Everybody likes to experience miracle.
这个奇迹就是超过你所求所想的。
Beyond what you expect, that's called miracle.
但是圣经里面也告诉我们说，你如果要经历神迹的话呢？是有原则的。
But there are certain principles in Bible about miracle.
你可以天天经历神迹的。
You can experience miracle daily.
你可以天天经历耶稣在你身上的作为。
Because you can experience what Jesus has done for you every day.
他们看见主在水面上走。
They saw Jesus walk on the water.
他们也经历到船立刻就到他们所要去的地方。
They experienced the boat immediately came to the shore.
这些事情怎么会成就呢？
How were those things achieved?
我们来看第一个原则，是因为主的吩咐。
Because that's his order.
主耶稣吩咐他们说，你们上船到对岸去。
Jesus said, sail to the other shore.
所以这是主耶稣已经吩咐给他们的一个很明白的指示。
So that's a clear instruction by Jesus.
你要经历神迹吗？第二件事情你会遇到的是什么？
The second thing, you will experience the miracle.
我们会有挣扎的。
It's about our struggle.
对门徒来讲，他们遇到了大风跟大浪。
The disciple experienced windy storm.
但是我们在这里更明白到，这个大风和大浪是主所许可的。
Because the windy storm was allowed by Jesus.
当他们遇到大风大浪的时候，他们做了一件事情。
And then they did something during the windy storm.
他们继续坚持。
They rolled continually.
他们继续的在那里摇橹。
So they persisted in rolling the boat.
他们在那里摇橹，摇得非常的辛苦。
So it took effort to do that.
他们在摇橹的时候，他们还会有怀疑的。
Even though they have doubt.
到底主耶稣知道我在辛苦吗？
Whether Jesus knew them.
到底这个方向是他要我做的吗？
Or we're going the right direction.
他关心我吗？
Did Jesus care about me?
他爱我吗？
Does he love me?
但是虽然 有疑惑，但是我们继续的摇橹。
So despite the doubt, they persist.
接下来主在他们前面显现了。
Then Jesus showed his presence.
主进到他们的船里面来。
He got into the boat.
船立时就到他们所要去的地方。
Then it reached the shore immediately.
神迹的经历里面其实是可行的，是真的会发生的。
So we all can experience miracle.
在这个里面最重要的一件事情是什么呢？
What's the most important thing here?
是什么事情？
What is it?
是第一件事情。
That's it's the first.
主吩咐你
，because his order，
他一旦吩咐的话，他就会负起全部的责任。
So when he gave order, he will promise to finish it.
有时候基督徒会纳闷说，为什么要让我经过挣扎和风浪呢
？Some Christian question, why do I need to struggle through the windy storm？
为什么要许可我在那个困难的环境持续的在反复的在那里做呢，在那里摇橹呢
？Why do I need to be persistent in a difficult situation？
实际上是因为为着我们的益处。
Because it's all for our own benefit.
如果只有第四件事情在我们的信仰中只是用第四件事情的出现的话，我们的信心永远不会成长的。
If only waiting for God's presence, then our faith will not grow.
如果没有第一件事情的话，我们所做的是白费的。
Without his order, all our efforts are in vain.
但是去主愿意有这两件事情，他的吩咐跟他的显现的中间，许可我们在那里挣扎，在那里困惑。
And despite his order, Jesus allows our struggle so that we can be persistent in him.
这样我们的信心真实的可以成长起来。
So that our faith can grow.
我自己的经历里面可以分享一点点的事情。
I'd like to share my own experience.
我接受耶稣以后，过了大概三年，我就开始学习起来学习讲道的侍奉。
So 3 years after I accept Jesus, I learned how to give sermon.
那个时候我是非常的害怕。
I was afraid.
那个害怕不是因为我很认识神。
Not because I know him very well at that point.
很害怕是因为第一件事情，因为他吩咐了我。
Because He promised, he ordered me.
当时主给我的这句话就是圣经在哥林多后书第二章所记载的。
So he gave me this verse in the 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 17.
他对我说是由于诚实，由于上帝，在神的面前凭着基督讲道。
He told me, on the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God.
他对我这样的说。
He said that to me.
他说你要去讲道的时候呢，你是因为真理，是因为诚实。
So we speak before God with sincerity.
你要去讲道是因为上帝的原因。
And because God asked you.
你在讲道的时候，不是只是单单在人的面前，你是在我的面前讲道。
It's not only in front of people, but in front of God.
你在讲道的时候，不是靠着你自己，是凭着基督你来讲道的。
It's not on my own accord, but because of Christ.
这是他对我的吩咐。
That's his command to me.
有了这个吩咐以后，我有没有挣扎呢？
So after receive his order, did I struggle?
我的个性是很内向、很害羞的。
I'm very introvert and shy.
在我高中的时候呢，我父亲的朋友来了，我不敢出来见他们。
In high school, when my dad's friends visit us, I would not go out to my room to greet them.
我常常是躲在那个。当时的那种门的后面、啊、在那里听他们讲话。
I often hid behind the door and listened to their conversation.
我的弟弟跟妹妹早都已经出来跟客人、见面，甚至跟他们、这个互动。
My younger brothers and younger sister always went out and interact with the guests.
我从来没有在群众的面前讲过话。
I never had experience speaking in front of a crowd.
因为我会有恐惧感。
Because I have stage fright.
在我成长的过程中，只有高中的高一的那一短短的一段时间呢，我很喜欢讲话，但是就是跟那几个熟的死党在那东扯西聊，我就是有那样的经验而已。但是在群众面前，我不敢。
So I was talkative among friends, but I was never able to talk in front of a crowd.
而且那个短短的大概几个月的时间，跟那些死党这样扯了以后呢，以后我又回到我自己安适的那个。孤独的那个环境。
Then I often withdraw into my own shell.
我喜欢自己安静。
I like a solitude.
我不喜欢聊天。
I don't like to chat.
我不喜欢传话。
So I don't like to gossip.
我还是蛮相信言多必失。
So I believe less is more.
我也相信沉默是金。
Silence is gold.
所以我在这样的个性里面，我就变成养成一种很看不起那些说闲话的人。
So that's why I look down upon people like gossiping.
直到今天，你只要对我稍微认识，你就会发现我所说的不是虚话。
If you know me, you know I'm telling the truth.
我可以跟你聊，如果不是聊圣经的事情，我跟你聊一般的话题，如果能够聊十分钟。那表示你是一个很会帮助我讲话的人。
So other than talking about Bible, I cannot carry a conversation for other topic for more than 10 minutes.
你就会发现我的话题 就很稀少了，讲不出什么东西，好像能够让对方觉得哎很有味道、很有意思的。
That's why I'm boring for other conversation.
我有挣扎的。
I struggle about this.
但是我持守，我持续的在那里坚持。
But I'm persistent about this.
所以我没有停止的，虽然对我来讲很辛苦，但是我持续的在那里读经，在那里默想，在那里祷告，在那里祈求。
So even though it's a struggle, I persisted in reading Bible, studying, praying, all by myself.
我要讲到，我都要跟主求。
So I begged God before I preach.
我的祷告多半都是这样的方法，我跟主说：“主啊，这是你要我讲的。”
I pray that, Lord, I'm speaking your mind.
这些是你自己的百姓，你的儿女。
So I'm speaking to your children.
求你帮助我。
Help me.
我都是用这种方法跟他求的。
That's how I beg of him.
我有挣扎，但是我坚持。
I struggle, but I persist.
我在这个祷告的过程中，我在等什么呢？我在等主显现。
So I'm waiting for his presence, his revelation to me.
每一次要讲到的时候，我其实在一直在等，一直在祷告，就等说主向我说话。
I always pray and wait until God speak to me.
他必须对我说话，这个信息才会有生命在里面。
He must speak to me so that my message will carry life.
所以我常常在那里等，说你对我说话。有时候很感谢主，预备了两天，他就对我说话了。
Sometimes he spoke to me in 2 days.
但是我也必须向你承认，有时候真的等到礼拜天的早上，他才对我说话。
Sometimes he didn't speak to me until Sunday morning.
当他说话的时候是活的话。
He speak life into my message.
这种日子其实是很辛苦的。
So it's a struggle to live this way.
因为他不说话的时候，我真的是就像那个摇橹，在那里发闷，在那里发慌。
When God was silent, I keep on rowing. So it's take a lot of effort.
我需要等到他好像像影子出现在海面上了。
So I have to wait until he's like a ghost on the water.
我当然欢喜他赶快上到我的船来。
So I welcome him into my boat.
很奇妙，当他一上船，船立刻可以到那要去的地方。
Once he's on my boat, immediately I reach the shore.
这是我自己亲身的经历。
This is my own personal experience.
也可以每一个礼拜我都可以经历到这样的神迹。
It's weekly struggle.
弟兄姐妹，你遇到了一些的状况，我们巴望在这些事情发生之前，主对你有所吩咐。
So I hope when you struggle, you will experience God's order to you.
他要你这样走。
So he instructs you to do a certain way.
你就欢然领受上船了。
So you welcome him into your boat.
但是你会遇到挣扎的。
But you will struggle.
忽然起了风浪。
Because there's windy storm all around you.
但是不要放弃。
But don't give up.
继续的摇橹。
Persist.
继续的，虽然你不知道进度有多少，但是你持续不要放弃。
Keep on rowing. Don't give up.
你只要等。
And wait for his presence.
他会从高山之上迎面而来，走在海面上，虽然不可能，他还是来到寻找你的。
So he will descend from the mountaintop, walk on water, and searching for you.
当他显现在你面前的时候，
when he appear before you,
你会欢喜迎接他上船的。
So you should welcome him into your boat.
你可以有指望的，你一定会经历到他的同在，让你立时就到你所要去的地方。
You will experience his presence, and your boat will reach the shore right away.
他这样的过程成就了叫你的信心能够站立得住。
So he will grow your faith.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.